Hi, I would like to audition to be the new kid on the milk bottle because I'm going to be missing soon.
Okay, okay, you're...
Don't ask me where I'm going!
Are your parents here?
No, of course not.
Okay, so what...
They would never let me do this.
Oh,
they think fame corrupts people.
Right, so where are you intending on going missing?
Well, it's a surprise, but it's soon.
Okay,
Let's just say I need my payment in cash.
This is going to sound really bad, but, you know, a lot of the children we have on the milk bottles are quite, like people care about them. That's why they're on the milk. Do people care about you because...
No, but I thought about this, okay? They don't care about me yet, right? But
okay.
I can tell you, the way I go missing, people, they won't sympathize, but they'll be interested.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
Doesn't look anything like my son. Doesn't look a thing like him, and it's like 40 feet tall. The proportions are all off.
You asked for a big billboard of your son.
And that doesn't look like my son.
We painted the picture exactly. I think it's a really good likeness.
Yeah, you give us a blurry photo, we're going to do a blurry painting.
Yeah.
Especially when it's scaled up like this.
Yeah, you gave us a photo that you were in focus and your son was blurred.
Yeah, we want you to find him as much as you do.
Yeah.
Well, no one's going to be looking for the right person now. They're just going to be looking for our blurry boy.
Or you, because you're very in focus.
You're very in focus and you're very prominent in the photo.
Yeah, I didn't want me painted up on the billboard as well. I just wanted it to be like a close-up on his face.
Well, you should have cut him out.
And it was blurry, so it's a fair assumption that we were
did have this conversation. We were like, which one do you think?
Which do you think?
Who wants
and
us to paint?
To be fair, Carl, you did say that it's more likely that the small child was the son and that we had direct contact with the big man, so he probably wasn't the missing one.
Well, quite, because you do want people to recognise the
guy I'm
who's looking for the
missing
son.
Missing one.
Well, but also, there is the interest of identity. We did consider it. We did consider this.
GDPR.
We didn't want to show the image of the child to a lot of people
on
a large billboard.
Like a doctor's office, you know the way sometimes they won't say the name, so now they'll say the disease instead. We were kind of working on that.
They'll say the deceased?
Yeah,
they won't give the name?
No, the disease, you know, like, hey,
chlamydia.
We're going to deal with chlamydia now. Who's got chlamydia? The person has to stand up. So they don't know who it is, you know?
Oh, it's good to know.
Yeah, but now, so now people will be like, I found a child. Oh, you know who was missing a child? That huge man on a billboard.
Let's see if there's a family resemblance.
Yeah, people will look for you if they find children now.
Because we don't want anyone going around finding your son, you know? We don't want any creep
finding your son. We don't
want
any creep
finding
your son. We want specific people.
No,
designated finders.
We want people to be able to reverse engineer that it's come from your family.
Hey, there was a blurry boy I remember seeing on a billboard far away. Hey, wait a minute. Could this be that same
that
blurry boy?
That looked like reddish auburn hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe at a distance it probably does just look a... Maybe the proportions look a bit better.
And also it's important for people to, if they identify the boy, to identify the adult that the boy is with.
That it needs to be returned to.
The child could be with an adult.
Yeah, and he probably doesn't have a collar.
We do need people to recognize that this is the man that the boy is supposed to be with, not anyone else.
Yeah, we can't just bring this to the police. We could get arrested for kidnapping.
We've had that conversation before. We have had that conversation where the police have been after us because we did hyper-realistic photos of missing children on billboards.
And so many creeps were then on the lookout. So now we have to be careful of the creeps.
We're doing this with your son's safety in mind, sir.
The police were some of the creeps. It was really tough for a while.
I don't feel...
You can't have just anyone looking for your child. Are we all in agreement?
Yeah, we're all in agreement. Right, sir?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I want them to at least be looking for the right kind of thing.
For a child. For your kid is like a needle in a haystack of children right now.
How many kids are missing?
Not that many, but a lot of kids are about. So I'll be looking at a kid, I'll be like, is that the blurry one? Maybe not. No, that's fine.
Granted, we haven't painted him to scale, but we've painted him larger than scale, so it's more identifiable.
Hopefully people won't think they have to return it to a 40-foot man.
Well, quite.
Or they're looking for a 20-foot boy. That would be a problem. But that would probably get the creeps away, because they'd be like, no, he'd overpower me.
I mean, think about it this way, sir. All being well, this painting isn't going to be up there for very long, because we're going to find your son.
Yeah.
Not us.
No, not us.
We've had that problem before.
Yeah, we don't look. We just paint.
I appreciate this. This is like a charity effort, but...
Oh, no, we... No, this is for profit.
Yeah, you haven't received our invoice?
Yeah. That was a massive billboard.
I'd said on the billboard, for charity.
That was the last child that went missing. We were looking for charity.
You didn't even have a picture. It just said for charity.
We didn't have a picture. We just had a name to go off of.
How many kids have you met in Dunbracken called Charity?
Four. Turns out there are
four. Yeah, it did get confusing. We did have this conversation.
More than some adults, too. Seven people in total.
Can we take it down?
No, it's paint.
Right, so do you know why I pulled you over, sir? Do you know?
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Sir, are you aware why I've pulled you over?
I've got a couple of ideas, but I don't want to spill the beans just yet.
Your mobility scooter is going awfully fast down the high street.
I know. I did the modifications myself. I thought I was allowed to, though.
You're not allowed to mod a mobility scooter. Everybody knows that.
But I've put so much money into this thing. The go faster stripes, the big horn.
The big horn is quite distracting when you're going at 80 miles an hour down a pavement on a busy high street on a Saturday morning.
But if I'm going that fast, how else am I going to get people out of my way? I've got to honk my big
Sir,
horn.
Sir, you must think about the other elderly people who you've hit.
No, what, you know...
As an elderly person yourself, you should know that you don't want to be hit by a mobility scooter at 80 miles an hour when you're just trying to go and get your fry and have a nice little morning, have a little pot around the shops, and then go back home. Is that what you're wanting to do, sir?
No, but I was hoping that when they saw mine, it might inspire them, you know, because we could all, like, meet up at night.
Listen.
Like those, you know, like those Fast and the Furious films.
I understand the want to be an inspiration. That's why I became a police officer. However, you cannot be going 80 down the pavement that quickly. I really can understand that, sir, and I think that would be lovely if we all had mobility scooters. But there are, unfortunately, kids in this town, so just be careful, because I don't really want you to hit a kid.
But those wee kids are on their wee e-scooters. You can't even hear those things. They're like ninjas. Should be stopping them.
And that is an issue for the police officers to worry about. Not you. And also, they don't go up to 80. They go up to 90, and that's quick enough. It's like the speed of light. You don't even see them.
I thought I was helping you out, keeping those wee fast young'uns off the streets. That's why I put these bars on the side of the scooter to trip them up.
I can understand the want to take teenagers out by the shins.
Just sweep them right out from under their feet.
I don't think this is appropriate on a Saturday morning when they're just, you know, going about their business. They're so annoying and I hate them. And I really wish that you could go up in full speed on your mobility scooter. But unfortunately, that's against the law.
If you deputised me, I could be above the law. I could do the hard work that you can't.
Do you know what? Perfect. You're hired. Honestly, there's a group of teenagers up that street. Go at them full speed.
Sorry, I don't mean to bother you, but are you the masked elder?
Who's asking?
I'm such a fan of your work. You taught my grandkid, Billy, a lesson last week, but you swept right under him when he was being mean to his mother, and he hasn't said a word since.
That wee skitter had it coming.
He did. Would you mind signing my cane?
I can do you one better. Would you be interested in becoming my ward? Every Batman needs his Robin.
Can I just jump in this sidecar you've attached to your scooter?
Of course you can. You can hop on the back.
Really? This is amazing. Thank you. I really feel like I'm doing the community a service.
Let's get him.
George, I was just driving home from the shop and I saw you on a billboard. And I can't believe I have to ask this. Is our son missing?
No, that's a celebration.
Okay. Where is he?
The last time I saw him, he was having a nap. He's probably still having a nap.
I'm gonna need you to wake him.
Well, he was having a nap on a train carriage.
On a train carriage?
Yeah.
He's still on the train?
There's a good chance. I would like to think so, because I think it'll come back if he didn't get off. He loves trains. I wanted to take him to a train.
He loves trains. It's all he talks about. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, so to have him fall asleep so easy for once, like, and to... Oh, my God.
Okay,
train just started leaving. I thought it was defunct. He's not missing. He's on a train. I know where he is.
But you don't know where the train is.
I will get a billboard off the train. I will get a billboard off the train. Okay.
Okay, can I just have a little... Can I just get the pitch? I just need the pitch, because right now, you're not selling it to me, because...
Okay, I don't want to give away too much, okay? But...
Oh, God, you're sick as well. I really don't think we can put this on the side. They're going to think their milk is diseased.
Sickness is unrelated. It will not show up in the pictures.
Okay.
Okay, but...
Okay.
You know the way that currently we're going to have bulls run through the city?
Yeah.
Michael, there you are. It is time to go.
Oh, my God.
All of the preparations are ready.
Is this your dad, or is this...
No, it's not. Don't tell my dad.
Oh. I am not this boy's father. We have...
He's my mentor.
A business transaction.
Mentor, yeah.
Yeah, but this is a child. Can you do business transactions with a child?
That depends on whether this is a cash business or...
This is...
You got
the
cash, right?
I'll have it in 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Okay, but you haven't given me the pitch yet. This Spanish
so
man...
No one cares about a child going missing, but a child and 12 bulls going missing.
Right. Hang on.
You told her the plan.
I haven't told her how they'll disappear yet.
I feel like I'm getting the pitch now. So you are going to go missing with 12 bulls.
Yes. So, okay, imagine
it. Okay.
The bulls are running through the city, right? They take a corner. But what's this around the corner? None of the bulls are there. Just before them, a child ran through the tunnel.
Right.
They all disappeared. Where did they go off to? No
one
knows.
So were you like... Magic?
Well,
is this a magic trick?
It is. It would be a...
Sorry.
Ludicrous to tell.
I want to be clear. This is not an illusion. I will be missing.
You will... Okay.
I will be missing. There will... Do not be concerned about lying to your...
I am very concerned about lying, because what you're telling me is either you're
going to... I do not know where I'll
be. You're going to vanish with the bulls, and then...
Yes.
Are you making them disappear? Like, what's the story here?
We're all going to the same place.
Right, I can see the pitch. I can really see what you're doing, but I'm not sure what this has to do with milk, because
there must be a mystery, James. In order for the not illusion, we must have an audience.
Imagine the PR. You get a new kid, mystery kid. You put him in the milk bottles. No one knows who, and then. Mere hours after you print the milk bottles, that kid disappears with 12 bulls.
Just like
so
that.
So I'm meant to print this before you go missing?
Yes. Otherwise...
Imagine the sales.
But these are for missing children. You know, people come to us and be like, hey,
that's
my
child's
gone. Mere
hours before I go missing, though.
We're in Spain. ¿Dónde está my kid? You know, all that stuff. And I go, sure, I'm just going to put it on your milk bottle. But you haven't gone missing yet, and then you've brought this man in.
The man came by his own volition.
I am here for the money.
But this feels like theft. Are you going to, like, steal... You're stealing the bulls as well.
I'm not stealing the bulls. We'll all be free together somewhere else.
Where?
In the exact same place.
I do not know
but, like,
where.
How are you going to come back? Because I feel
I
like...
I won't come back. I'll be missing.
Are you going to kill this child?
No, absolutely not. There is no future business in killing clients.
You won't be with me.
We will send the boy and the bulls.
But you've been paid already.
Not yet. We are here for the cash.
Well, I'm not going to give the payment for you to kill this child and 70 bulls.
But we will not be killing him. What I have said is that he and the bulls will go to the same place. It is only you who is holding up this transaction. If you were to merely give the boy the cash, the boy could give me the cash and this entire thing would be settled, no?
But if I don't give you... I feel like if I just don't give you the cash, then we're done. We're done here.
But then the boy does not get to live out his dream of... This is
not my dream.
But I don't know
the
dream.
It's not my dream.
It will
happen.
Guys,
it's not my
I don't
dream.
Know the dream. I can't see the full vision because you're not telling me the full vision here.
We don't know what will happen. I just know I'll be gone and I'll be with 12 bulls.
12 bulls? I thought it was 70 bulls.
There will be 70 bulls running, but 12 of them will disappear.
I just need to know where you're going to be. I rarely get this, you know.
Okay, but why do you need to know where the missing child
is? I rarely get to know where they are. So this is new for me.
Is there a reward for finding the child?
That will be up to my parents, but I can tell you there won't be.
But also you don't get the reward before you go missing.
Excuse me, sorry Hiya. To interrupt. My child's gone missing.
Oh, okay, can you just give us a minute? Do you know where they are?
No, I don't know where they are. If I knew where they were, I wouldn't be here.
Okay, and did any bulls go missing with them?
13 bulls stole my son.
Oh, son, son of a...
13 bulls stole my son.
Son
it's
of
because
a...
I threw a rock at a bullock 13 years ago, and I just knew this day was going to come.
Now, in my scenario, the bulls will not be kidnapping me. This is purely incidental. I will be escaping at the same time the bulls are. The bulls are not to be blamed for my disappearance.
Okay, right.
Hey, George? Hey, what the fuck, man? You went with the billboard guys? You know I have this milk bottle company. It's struggling like shit, and you went with the billboard guys?
Well, that's
what... This is what we do to the milk.
It's struggling because the milk tastes awful.
Yeah,
I'm not...
I know, I spent all my time on the designs for missing kids.
Yeah, and it hurts the kids being found.
I know.
They don't want to be found by milk bottle.
I'm trying my best, that's really mean. That's a really mean thing to say for my... Yes, okay, it's not very good milk, but, like, we're trying our best.
Aaron, what would you rather I do, lie to you?
No, you could have asked me. I put it on for free, too. Those billboards charge $4,000 a go.
What?
Those billboards charge $4,000
a go. Is that how much they charge?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I put it on for free. Because the milk's so bad, no one will buy it. So I'm, like, trying to get goodwill in the community. You really fucked me over. I thought we were friends, George.
Can you put a picture of a train on it?
Of a train?
Yeah.
A missing train?
Yeah,
I'll
I guess.
I'll do anything. I'm desperate.
Okay, put on a train. It's like one of the old style ones, you know?
Yeah.
That like someone would just like hop on.
Any train? Like
well,
a hobo
no, it was
train?
It was like a what?
Like a hobo train? Like a hobo would jump on it?
Yeah.
God damn it!
Hand over your badges! Every last one of you!
Right, I'm gonna be honest, sir. They don't have badges.
I drew one.
I've got a
That's
mask.
That's gorgeous. He's got a mask. Right, it was my idea, admittedly.
To deputize these two elderly people and bring them along on a fucking rampage through town!
Well, you know, I think it was a good idea at the time because there was a bunch of teenagers who were being annoying. So, you know, we just went
really
at them
annoying.
Full speed.
A bunch of teenagers being annoying.
Really annoying.
And they
really
were,
annoying.
And they were vaping and they were going, hey! And we were like, oh, no.
And we didn't stick around to see any damages. So for all we know, everyone's still fine.
Everyone survived,
they
I think.
They were throwing pog slammers. Just throwing them at people. Remember pogs?
Yes,
I
remember pogs.
They were doing a throwback, sir. They were doing a throwback.
Like, ironically, or are they, or like, are pogs back?
I think it was ironic. I think it was ironic. So actually, it's quite rude to elderly people because that's a throwback. We all love pogs, sir.
I feel like they were making fun of me.
Maybe they were. That's beyond the point. The point is that the rule of law states that you cannot deputize people on the street.
But he is a mask.
A mask makes me above the law.
A
it's
mask
in the town.
Makes you above the law.
A domino mask.
So hold on here. If we're just taking statements from these two non-deputized police officers.
Well,
I
did
sorry,
deputize
air quotation
them.
Marks, deputized.
I deputized them.
Right. One of yous, whichever one of yous uses a cane, I assume.
That would be me.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. That was you. So would you like to retrieve your cane out of Mr. McConnell's arse?
No.
Oh, so you put it there on purpose, did you?
I'll be honest, Chief, it was a bit of a blur.
We were going so fast. It was like I was jousted, but then it just kept going through him. And he had it coming. Do you know how much he charges for a newspaper nowadays at his wee corner shop?
How much?
$1.29.
$1.29?
It says 79p on it.
Look, sometimes in the rough and tumble of street justice, accidents are going to happen.
Listen, yous all might think me some fucking desk jockey sitting back here. I used to be out there. I used to be out there pounding the streets, shoving walking sticks up people's arses.
Gotta be done.
Gotta be done sometimes. Now, I'm going to give you a warning, right?
Yeah.
That's all. But I don't want any more vigilantism. I want you to be out there stopping cars for absolutely no reason, like you're supposed to.
Oh, well, right, sir, but, like, this has been probably the best day of policing I've ever done. I've loved it. I've loved every second of it.
Technically, you were a criminal, though.
Well, you know, I can't be a criminal. I'm in the police.
Yeah, yeah.
What was I going to do, arrest myself? I don't think so.
I can hear it in your voice, Chief. I think you missed that life. And look, with the best officer on the force on the back, my ward here in the sidecar, this other sidecar's looking awful empty.
I accidentally bought two spandex outfits, sir. This one fits me snug, but this one is just sitting cold and empty.
I've got a whole bucket of canes sitting on the back of the scooter.
What size is it?
It's a large boy's.
The beauty of spandex, it'll stretch, and it's form-fitting.
You look so good.
I'll try it on.
Oh.
Is all I can give you. I'll try it on.
No commitments.
No commitments, right.
Just see how you feel, how powerful you might feel.
I'll take you for a few wee laps around town.
I'll sit here at the desk while you just do that.
Keep my seat warm.
Give me your badges. Give me your guns.
You're a natural.
Right, give me 5 minutes.
All right, man, it appears that Thomas the Tank Engine has abducted another child.
Wait, abducted or abducted?
I'm sorry, I misspoke. I meant abducted.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was going to be a real feel-good afternoon for us.
No.
Like, finally.
Well, I don't think trains should adopt children.
Thomas, Thomas is good. Okay, well, we'll not get sidetracked by Thomas the Tank Engine again. We just got to find this bastard.
Yeah, it just can't keep getting away. We lose so many children in this town. Sure, it's great for the billboard industry, but for everyone else...
Yeah, but for the police like us... We're struggling.
Yeah, he's like the Pied Piper of trains.
It really is.
Kids can't resist.
Need to get it off the air.
We need a win, you know? And we could finally find a kid.
If we could find and slay Thomas. If we could find and slay Thomas the Tank Engine,
finally.
I think this town would be better off.
Okay. I'll dress up as a child.
No.
I have my giant lollipop already.
I'm going to veto this.
Here, mate. Where are you going to go?
Down by the tracks.
Don't stand on the train tracks.
I'm not going to stand on the train tracks. I'll stand beside it. Pretty close.
Yeah, because if someone sees a small child on the train tracks, they're probably going to try and be a hero.
Wait. I saw a 20-foot child earlier today. Surely that is enough to be a Thomas... What?
We could ask him if he can see Thomas. He's got the height advantage.
Oh, I was going to use that as bait.
Oh, that's good. Because Thomas could see him from anywhere.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that was the theme song.
Oh,
okay. It's the part before that. You've been watching a lot of Thomas.
He's been studying.
Sorry, do you think this board makes itself? I've been trying to track this bastard, and his movements are unpredictable.
Unpredictable? He's on a track.
So you'd think you know where to find him next.
And his six friends won't say shit to us.
So I'm definitely not allowed to dress up as a kid.
Not as part of your official duties.
But if you want to go rogue and take down Thomas on your own.
We are meant to discourage vigilantes.
Someone's got to catch Thomas, because we've failed time and time again.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow will be the day we get him.
You want to believe in ourselves?
I want to believe in us, but the dressing up as a child idea is a real blow to confidence.
Well, no, how do you think I feel? I don't believe in myself now.
Good. It's a bad idea.
What if we dress him as a sexy train?
I don't understand what that is.
Because we'll lure Thomas.
I'm not asking.
We'll lure Thomas.
You've never seen a sexy train before? Because I also have that costume sorted.
I don't want to see it.
You have no choice in the matter.
What does that mean? This is why I don't have confidence in us.
No, it's
we're
fair
constantly
enough, yeah.
Threatening each other and our ideas aren't great.
Well, you haven't given a single idea yet. Oh, wait, you did. You said about the kid?
Oh, I did not suggest using kids.
Oh, you suggested catching Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah. Catching and slaying him.
But it's easy to suggest that as an idea without actually having a way to catch him. Anyone could do that. Oh, I'm going to catch a criminal. Like, yeah, okay, good job.
We should probably get on that at some point.
Yeah, this is more pressing.
You know what? I'm not feeling it. I'm just going to call the rest of the day off.
So we're not even going to look for the kid?
I don't know. I'm in a funk now. I just think...
Oh, come on.
2:30, we're going to call it. We'll close the police
station. You can't keep getting a case as lead detective, bringing us all in after you've done so much work on the board. Look at all that work you put in. You can't give up now.
I know. I just...
One day we'll, you know, finish a case.
It's so much fun to start a case. I always love starting new cases.
Yeah.
It feels great.
There's optimism in the air.
And then once it comes, then finishing a case, it's just so much work.
Sadness.
There's so much like admin stuff and you hit those roadblocks and I didn't expect
there to be so many deaths in police work.
Yeah. It's like starting a costume. Like, I only got the lollipop. And after that, I was like, surely the ideas will follow. And the sexy train outfit, yeah, sure, I've got a funnel on my head. That's about it.
Okay.
So it was an empty threat.
So you don't even have...
No. I'm naked, and it's just a funnel on my head.
Oh, right. See, if we were after a human killer, you could wear nothing, and that could be considered sexy to a human. But I don't think a train's going to be interested in a sexy human with a funnel on their head.
Oh, no. The train would think I am a train.
Okay, well, Thomas. I don't know how trains
We can't think. Be afraid to use his name.
Don't think we were.
Yeah, we said it several times.
Speak for yourself.
Thomas.
Yeah, well, I'm saying I was a little afraid. Maybe it's because I'm embodying this child so much, I know that I could be abducted.
Look, if you get abducted, we'll pay the billboards.
We won't pay the billboards.
Okay, we won't pay the billboards.
We'll get the milk bottles.
Yeah.
We'll get the milk bottles.
Well, I saw one of the milk bottles, and it didn't even have a picture of Thomas. It had a hobo train.
Oh, is there another abduction?
Oh, no. These trains are running rampant.
I say we block the tracks.
No more trains.
We'll get on that first thing tomorrow morning.
Well, what do you reckon?
Oh, my God. Look at you!
It's a bit snug around the midriff, but...
You'll burn that off in no time.
You know, going that fast.
Sitting in a sidecar.
Well, that's only to get from A to B.
I have never seen an ass pop so much, sir.
For real?
That looks incredible.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you all, honestly. So Pogs are back.
Pogs are back. Street justice is back.
And I want you all... I'm at this desk now. I want you all out there doing whatever you need to do.
You got it, Cap.
Okay.
Okay, this is the best. This is the best thing I can do. We're going to do a double milk billing.
Ooh.
So your missing child stolen by bulls can be on the milk cart.
Oliver.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
His
Oliver.
Name is Oliver.
Yeah, missing Oliver. And then you can be on it. You can also be on it, but we're going to need to do double billing. So you're going to be side by side. Your name's going to be in the same font,
same
size.
My child needs the full spread. He needs to be on the whole thing. He's here.
This is the issue we're having.
This kid is right here.
I haven't disappeared yet.
I know. This is the issue we're having. Right. Have you seen this man before? The Spanish man before?
Yes, this is my gardener.
Was he and Oliver quite close?
Oh, yes. They'd play together every day by the rose bushes.
Every day.
Right, he's the one who stole your child. I can tell you this now.
A steal is an outrageous term. This is not the way. It was a transaction.
Have you lost any money? Did Oliver steal any money off you?
Come to think of it, yes.
Right, well, Oliver paid this man to go missing with some bulls. You can have the full spread now because this man has stolen your child.
Absolutely nothing. A transaction was put in place, and if you wish to have your money back, how much money was missing?
200,000 dinero.
This is a lie. The boy, he paid me €17.30. There is no way.
You made a kid disappear for less than €20?
I have done many things, my friend. And I will show you once more that I can make a child disappear with not only 13 bulls, but 12. Unless, of course, are you interested
so
in more
less.
Bulls?
I.
We're going less.
You're going less. Okay, so this isn't so much
Sorry,
of a...
Sorry, are we talking about me?
Well, Jace.
I suppose so, yeah. I suppose you're going to go missing with some bulls now. There's very little I can do.
This is the plan, though?
I'm sorry,
I thought you merely supplied the bulls. I did not think you were responsible for this in any capacity. This is very disappointing.
Oh, I see. So how exactly would you disappear 12 bulls and also yourself at the same time?
We'll find out in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
So secrecy even from me, your compadre, yes?
I do not know myself. I can feel my soul being pulled that way.
I feel as though I am now on everybody else's side, and you seem insane. You think that you are going...
They are not on your side.
No.
I'm on none of your sides.
You stole my son. You stole my only boy.
Relax. We are on the same side.
Relax.
Now the boy is the enemy.
Relax. You will never cut bushes in my garden again. From now on, you are persona non grata.
A whom?
Persona non grata.
Is that his surname? That is not my surname.
It means you're an outlaw. Anything can be done to you, there will be no recompense for you, Miguel.
I see, Trevor. And yet, despite our long history, exchanging money and cutting topiaries and the grass, you would cast me out.
Yes.
You know what you did to the boy. Why, Oliver and I?
I threw my son at the bull.
He did?
I threw my son at the bull. It wasn't a stone, it was a boy. I just wanted to see what would happen.
And what happened was...
He got stuck on the horns.
A little bit, yes.
And then...
Then he befriended a different man. Not his father, but the gardener.
The gardener who helped him off the horns of the bull.
I pulled him off.
Stop pulling off my son.
This feels weird now. This feels very strange.
Genuinely the term I used for lifting the boy off the horn of an animal. Nothing darker than that.
Okay, right. I'm going to put neither of you on. I'm going to go with little Anne, who has gone missing.
Can you just take a picture of me, and if I disappear, you do with it what you want?
Oh, fine. Okay, but please do not give this man any money, and please do not steal the town's bulls, please.
I will be where they are.
So what do you want us to change in it? Do you want to give us a photo where he has some definition in him? And then we can show everyone the kid that's been found?
Find!
Now he's safe?
Lil George. Find.
I just want a picture of me. Hero.
Hero.
Hero, yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah, it was the police department.
The police killed a train. What did you do?
I got the billboard. Like, I was on the milk bottle. As in, I was on the milk, getting the milk bottles done.
Oh, you were on the job of getting the milk
bottles. I was active.
You were giving work to our rivals.
I haven't heard any praise from me. The kid's been returned home. I deserve some praise.
Weren't you the one that lost him?
I attacked a very sexy train as well. I took that on myself.
Is that you that's in court for almost killing an undercover cop during a sting?
Well, I didn't know it was an undercover cop. I thought it was a sexy train.
Yeah, I get it. You're terrified as a father.
Are you a father?
No, but we deal with fathers all the time. And
yeah,
usually,
this is our business.
Usually ones with great deal of panic.
I thought it was like the billboards are like your kids in a way.
No, they are money.
Hmm?
Your kids take money.
You know, just because people think differently doesn't mean you have to get on like that.
Well, we're not getting on like anything.
I heard the disgust in your voice. You shouldn't be like that around a hero.
We decide if you're a hero or not.
Yeah, we're the one with the paint.
We're the tastemakers of this town. We put up billboards.
We sign paint them, and we can paint whatever we want it to say.
So we're hero. Hero.
£2,000 and you can be whatever you want.
No, $2,500 and you'll be a hero.
I wish you could just take that money and actually make a change in yourself in real life, not on a billboard.
Well, you probably could.
Yeah.
Like, hire a personal trainer.
You seem like a...
Trainer?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
that.
What
the hell do you mean?
I didn't mean that. You could hire a lawyer for your court case.
I mean, you seem like a well-to-do guy. You're able to spend this money on a billboard.
Just write lawyer needed on the billboard.
Because have a lot of people been coming up to you with missing children?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that might happen.
I don't want that. I'm glad that the kids have been found, but they come to me and I'm like, I don't know this. Get out of my way. Back to the tracks.
You know what? We'll put your blurry son in a little suit and say lawyer needed.
Mm, that's nice.
So then if people find lawyers, they'll bring those lawyers to you.
Do you have a height requirement for your lawyer? Just because of the scale.
I don't discriminate.
Okay, cool.
20-foot lawyer.
20-foot lawyer.
So, Chief... Have you settled on a name yet? You gotta have a vigilante name. We gotta introduce ourselves when we ride up to these wee young'uns.
Maybe it'll come to me in a moment. Slow down a bit now. Okay. You there, young'uns.
You were.
Who are you looking at?
Yous. Listen to me. My name is Captain Rust Bubblegum, and I'm here to fuck yous up.
You're doing great.
What? You in what army? Me? What are you going to do?
Me, army.
That's right.
The bandit?
Oh, no, it's the fucking Isle Mask or something.
That's right.
The Isle Mask. I prefer that to what they were calling me before.
That's actually a better name, to be honest, yeah. All right, Isle Mask and Captain Rust Bubblegum, I'm going to ram a fucking walking stick up your arse.
Get away from me.
Give me your pug.
Get away from me.
Give me them. No. Give me those here.
That's Welly. You can't take our pugs.
Yeah, and I can see his dick in that spandex.
Nice arse, though. Nice arse.
Yeah, it's a very nice arse. Yeah.
You've got a really nice arse, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Back to Dumbracken is produced and edited by me, Conleth McVeigh. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Gerard Donnelly, Amelia Price, J.R. McCormick, Aidan Kelly, and Niall McKenna. The opening and closing credits were created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.